علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the sermons of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the 192nd sermon of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha, where Imam Ali alayhi salam discusses about the fact that the prophets and messengers came from the lower class of the society, and they had humbled themselves and they lived the life of the normal people of the community and not the affluent, the elite and the rich class. They belong to the normal people of the society. In fact, the downtrodden group of the society, they lived their life in terms of their food, in terms of their lifestyle, their clothes, the way their standard of living was like that. And this is something that is there in the various parts of Nahjul Balagha, various parts of the riwayat and the narrations that have come from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam and from the messenger. So we notice that this is the type of life they would live, and that meant that they were kind of forced to be in that state in the socio-political sense. Like the group of the societies were such that there would be some proud people and there would be the weak people, and the proud people would kind of compartmentalize these weaker, poor people and keep them in that state, in that position. And that is, it is from that group that these messengers and the prophets came.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, when we say mustad'af, or the weak people or the downtrodden people, we actually mean that group that is looked down upon, or that group that is counted weak, that is counted low. So they aren't weak themselves. They aren't like, themselves in a lowly position. They are, in fact, quite lofty in the eyes of Allah because of the humanity that they have and the human soul within them that has thrived with goodness. At least a group of them, a large group of them are like that, or a good group of them. But what is meant here is that the people, the higher class, the mutakabbir or the powerful and the proud group, they cause these people to be downtrodden. they name them and they call them to be the weaker group. They classify them as the lower group. So the mustad'af would basically be those that have been classified to be of the lower class. They have been decided, they have been, them being in the lower class is the decision of another group to call them and to keep them in that state. And this is how it was also in different parts of the world at the colonial times. And even today we can see a lot of these things, this type of states in the world. Even just recently, during the time of the Shah of Iran, when Iran was under the Pahlavi dynasty, at that time also, we noticed that there was this class system whereby one group of people were proud and they were the ones that are controlling everything, while the rest were just the lower class whose will and wish did not really matter. And yes, at that time also during Shah's time, there was a parliament. But the parliament really didn't have a strong say. They would make up some decisions, they would make up some laws and rules and regulations. But at the end of the day, the statements of the king, the Shah of that time, and who had the power to, you know, just remove a prime minister and put another prime minister, he had that authority. And at the same time, the powerful lobbies of the Western powers like the America and Britain and all of them were the ones that were actually controlling the scenarios behind the scenes. So in this situation also, which seemingly looked like a place where there is a parliament, but the reality of the issue was that there was something called istidhaaf happening, whereby one group is the controller and the other group was the controlled.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
So now, we gave the example of Iran at the time of the Shah, that even at that time, there was this situation, and even today we have this situation, while that one group of people are weakened, are counted as the lower class, while others who are proud, they count themselves as the higher class and the deciders of the future of the communities. And this is how it was in Iran. You notice that the king, the Shah and his family, and the regimes above them, those that supported them, like the American and the British regime, all of them, they were the ones that had occupied the higher class, while the lower class was occupied by the normal people of the community. They didn't have the real choice about their future. And you'll notice that this is the reason why these communities where there is such a class system, they end up getting deteriorated. That system goes away. It goes away because it's a system that cannot be applied by humanity in totality. Humanity does not like this type of system whereby there is just one group of people that are the proud and the ones that control, while the others are the just controllers, the controlled group that doesn't have real authority. Allah dislikes this type of leadership, this type of community, this type of society. And therefore, the ideal society in Islam is that one whereby even power and authority and every resource is something that is divided based on the will of God and the teachings of Islam in the Quran and the narrations. And this is what many times causes the West to go against and antagonize Iran, because they feel that their benefits will be put into question. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us the opportunity to understand these statements. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه لباه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه